Welcome back, everyone, to the PWC podcast. We're really excited you're joining us again. Today, we're doing another deep dive. We're looking at some, well, incredibly powerful stuff from a script called Let's Be Overcomers, Triumph Through Christ.
Yeah.
Our goal here really is to pull out the key insights, the real nuggets of wisdom on how you can live boldly and, you know, overcome the challenges life throws at you. So if you've ever felt kind of weighed down by fear or maybe stuck in certain struggles or just feeling spiritually flat, this is definitely for you.
Absolutely. And what's so striking about this material is how it immediately shifts the focus. It's not just about like getting through things or surviving. It's about actively overcoming. It's a message of real empowerment, which feels, well, incredibly relevant for navigating the world today, doesn't it?
It really does.
It's about changing your whole perspective, you know, moving from just reacting to circumstances to actually being an active participant in your own spiritual growth, claiming that divine authority.
Okay, so let's unpack that foundational idea first, because it seems like everything else builds on this, the call to overcome. The script points us right to John 16:23. Jesus says, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." He doesn't sugarcoat it, does he? He's like, up front, trouble is part of the deal.
No easy path promised there.
Not at all. But then comes that huge hope. He's overcome. And this is the part that really grabbed me. It means we don't fight for victory. We fight from it through Christ.
Yes. That concept, fighting from victory, that's absolutely central. It's a complete mindset shift.
Yeah.
It's not about, you know, desperately trying to win something that feels out of reach.
Right.
It's about starting from the place that the victory is already won.
Yeah.
Because of Christ. Think of it like maybe a general who's already won the war, and now they're just handling the cleanup operations, the remaining skirmishes.
Okay.
Your whole approach changes. You move from desperation to like strategic action from a place of strength. How does that change how you face, say, a tough conversation or a struggle that just won't seem to quit?
You approach it knowing the end game is already decided in
a
way.
You're coming from strength, not weakness. It helps you see yourself as an overcomer, not just, you know, a victim of whatever life throws at you. It really pushes you to think, how do you see your challenges? As impossible walls or as places where Christ's victory can actually be shown.
That's such a powerful shift from reactive to proactive and, well, victorious. But then the material takes a bit of a turn, looking critically at faith itself, because apparently not all faith is the real deal. It talks about this danger of watered down faith. It quotes Timothy 3:5 about people having a form of godliness but deny its power. Think about that, the sort of surface level faith that looks right, sounds spiritual maybe, ticks the boxes,
but it's empty inside.
Yeah, it lacks that transformative power. It's like faith without any teeth.
And the source material puts it really bluntly, connecting it to the bigger spiritual picture. It says, Satan doesn't mind if you're religious as long as you're not dangerous. That's provocative, isn't it? It forces you to ask yourself, is my faith just comfortable? Does it just keep me safe? Or is it actually changing me? Is it pushing me out of my comfort zone, making me, you know, dangerous to the status quo of darkness?
Dangerous in a good way, obviously.
In the best way. A faith that disrupts complacency. A faith that has real power. Because a safe faith might not actually have the strength needed to overcome. It's like having armor that just looks good, but doesn't protect.
That kind of introspection is crucial then. Moving beyond just looking the part to having a faith that genuinely changes us, which isn't passive at all. It's active. It's engaged. And that leads perfectly into these three key areas the script identifies, these spiritual battlegrounds that, well, every believer has to face and conquer through Christ's power. These aren't just ideas. They're real daily struggles.
Yes. Get practical.
Okay, first one, overcoming sin. This is huge for so many of us, maybe a daily thing. That pull of old habits, Romans 6:14 says, sin shall no longer be your master. That's profound. Through Jesus, we're not just forgiven.
We're freed.
Yes, freed from sin's control. It doesn't have to be the boss anymore.
And it's important to make a distinction here. Struggling with sin is, well, different from being powerless against it.
Okay.
We might still face temptation. We might wrestle with those old patterns. But the actual power dynamic, that's shifted. Sin isn't your master anymore. It's not just about avoiding bad actions. It's breaking free from the compulsion that used to drive you. A fundamental shift.
So the question becomes,
are you feeding that sin, letting it get stronger by giving in? Or are you actively starving it, choosing obedience, walking in that freedom Christ offers?
That's a tough, necessary question. Okay, battleground number two, the source highlights. Overcoming fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 is such a great verse here. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Fear. And it's such a crippling thing, isn't it? It paralyzes you.
Absolutely.
It isolates you. It silences your voice when you need to speak up or act. It's like master illusionist.
But look at the antidote God provides. Power, love, and that sound mind. It's not just about trying harder to be brave.
Right.
It's about leaning into God's power, acting out of love, and having that spiritual clarity. A sound mind here means, you know, clear thinking, good judgment, discerning truth from lies, especially when chaos swirls. Your decisions aren't driven by anxiety, but by God's peace and wisdom. So when fear whispers those doubts,
you can see through it.
Exactly. You can respond clearly, rooted in truth, not just react out of panic. Huh. So ask yourself, what fear is holding you back right now? What anxiety is keeping you from that next step God's calling you to?
Powerful stuff. Okay, the third battleground, overcoming evil. Ephesians 6.11 tells us, put on the full armor of God. The imagery itself tells you something important.
That it's a battle.
Yes, a real spiritual battle. And we're not supposed to go into it unprepared or, you know, unarmed. There's an adversary.
Right. And this armor, it's God's provision for us to stand firm against, as the text says, the devil's schemes. It's not about our own strength.
It's about using God's tools.
Exactly. Every piece. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, the word. It all has a purpose. Protection and offense. Which leads to another self-check question. Which piece of that armor have you maybe left off lately? Are you fully equipped for the fights you're facing? Or are there gaps in your defense?
These battlegrounds really call for active faith, don't they? Not passive belief. And speaking of being active and finding support, this feels like a good moment just to mention. If you're looking for a community to walk alongside you in this journey, we'd love for you to check out PWC, Pittsford Wesleyan Church. You can find us online at pittsfordwesleyan.org. Or even better, come visit us in person. Having that community support, that shared learning, it makes a huge difference in living as an overcomer.
That community aspect is vital. You're not meant to do this alone.
Definitely not. Okay, so we've talked about the battles, but now let's shift to the promise. What happens when we actually live this way as overcomers? The source points to Revelation 3.21, and it's pretty stunning. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne.
I mean, wow, that's way beyond just surviving, isn't it? It's not about just scraping by.
No, it's about reigning with Christ. Shared authority, shared triumph. It's an incredible promise.
It really is.
And what's fascinating is how the source material connects this promise, not just to the future, but to how we live now. It implies we can live an empowered life today, operating from that position of spiritual authority, even while facing challenges. It changes our focus.
From just enduring things.
To actively transforming them. That victory Jesus won, it's shared with us right now, allowing us to walk in a new level of authority and freedom. It impacts everything. That is an incredible perspective shift, living in victory now. Okay, so how do we make this practical? How do we actually do this? Well, the source gives us a really actionable challenge. Create your own personal overcoming plan. This isn't just about feeling inspired for a moment.
Right, it's not just hype.
No, it's about being intentional, strategic, in living out your faith. So maybe later today, take some time, pray about it, and write down these four things. First, what's the specific struggle I need to overcome? Be honest.
Get specific.
Exactly. Second, find a scripture I will stand on, a verse that speaks right into that struggle. Meditate on it, declare it. Third, decide on an action step I'll take this week. Something concrete, maybe even a bit challenging, that moves you forward. And fourth, find a prayer partner I'll talk to. Someone you trust, who can encourage you, hold you accountable, pray with you.
And there's real wisdom in needing a plan, isn't there? Hype fades fast. Motivation comes and goes.
True.
But a plan gives you a roadmap. It builds in accountability. It turns knowledge into actual action. It's not enough just to hear this stuff or nod along.
Yeah, you have to apply it.
You have to apply it. And here's the really encouraging part. The source assures us God meets you in that effort. He honors those intentional steps towards overcoming. Your willingness to make a plan is in itself an act of faith.
That's such a great thought, knowing God partners with us when we step out intentionally. Mm-hmm. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, the main thing to hold on to is this. You are absolutely not alone in whatever you're facing. And even more than that, you are called, equipped, and empowered to be an overcomer through the power of Christ. It's a call to a life of real purpose and freedom.
It really is. Knowing God is present, His Spirit empowers you. That truly flips the script, doesn't it? From feeling weak to knowing you have access to immense strength It's not about trying harder on your own steam. It's about tapping into the divine power that's already yours as a believer that enables you to rise above. So the question isn't really, can you be an overcomer? It's more like, are you willing to step into that identity, that authority that Christ has already won for you?
A powerful question to end on. Thank you so much for tuning in to the PwC podcast today. If this deep dive spoke to you, if it encouraged you or maybe gave you a fresh perspective, please share it with someone you know who might need to hear it. And remember this truth, hold on to it. You're not defeated. You're not forgotten. You're an overcomer. We would genuinely love to connect with you further. Please visit us at PwC, Pittsford Wesleyan Church. Check out the website, pittsfordwesleyan.org. And hey, join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. We'd love to see you there. We'll see you next time.